Hello, and welcome to the Developmental Services Ontario's podcast. Today, we're going to talk about step three of the Housing Toolkit, which is about financing the plan. I'm your host, Val Baravi, Communication Specialist for the DSO. In the studio with me today is Martha Beach, Housing Navigator for the DSO Southeast and East Regions, and Catherine Picard, Housing Navigator for DSO Central East Region. Welcome, Martha and Catherine.
Thank you.
Thanks, Val.
So let's start with you, Martha. Why is it important to create a budget?
Well, to have a successful housing model, you need a solid financial plan, and it all begins with a budget. A budget is a summary of the income you have or expect to have, as well as your spending for a specific time. You can make a budget for any length of time, but it's usually easier to do so for a month. You'll want to make sure you look into all of the tools that might be available to help you save money on your housing and support plan. It will also be important to carefully evaluate all of your expenses in your budget to see if there are resources that could help lower costs. To make a long-term and realistic housing plan, you need to understand how much money you have compared to how much money you will need each month for both living expenses and support.
Catherine, can you give us some examples of what should be included in a budget?
Your budget should have two categories, a household budget and a support budget. Your household budget would include rent, food, utilities, clothing, transportation, and all the expenses that need to be covered by income sources such as ODSP and employment. So if having a gym membership, for example, is important to you, then you would want to include that in your household budget. Knowing if you want to live with someone else or on your own, or whether you want to live in an apartment or in a house, will be an important step in creating your budget. Each option will come with expenses that will need to be accounted for. For example, if you would like to live in the country, your transportation costs would be higher than if you lived in the city. Your support budget will include your cost of supports, whether technology or person driven. The support budget can only be created when you know what you will be doing throughout the day and what supports you will need to be successful. This is why it is important to ensure that your housing vision is clear. The My Housing and Supports Needs Budget Tool and the Housing Toolkit can help you determine your housing and support needs and where you can save on costs or find more available income and resources.
Martha, can you tell us a bit about the My Housing and Supports Needs Budget Tool?
This budget tool can help you figure out your housing and support needs for independent living and other costs. The budget tool is an Excel spreadsheet. And since some people may not be familiar with Excel, we've created a virtual tour, which will soon be available in the toolkit. The virtual tour will take you through each section and explain its purpose. It will also show you how to enter information and how to try different options. The budget tool is also a great planning tool for those what-ifs. You can use it to experiment with different scenarios and see if an idea is worth trying, and to help you to determine where there may be opportunities to reduce costs. You could look at it as a way to build the skills you would need to live independently. For example, let's say that you have decided to live in a market rent apartment, but you know that the rent might be too expensive for you. By using the My Housing and Support Needs Budget Tool, you could see if applying for a portable housing benefit might make the apartment affordable for you. And if not, you might consider applying for a below market rent unit instead. Another example is seeing the effect that a part-time job might have on your overall budget. If you're receiving ODSP, for example, you could lose 50% of your earnings if your income is greater than $200 per month. The spreadsheet has a built-in calculator to help you figure out the amount of income you will receive if you earn more than $200.
So, Catherine, I noticed that the My Housing and Support Plan Budget Tool separates the housing costs from the support costs. Can you explain us the importance of budgeting in this way?
Absolutely. So budgets are not set in stone. Sometimes you will need to revise and adjust them. For example, you may develop a budget based on having a roommate, but then decide to live on your own. This may not affect your support needs, but it will affect your housing costs as you will no longer be sharing the cost of rent, utilities, internet, and other expenses. Also, if you find that technology would make a difference in the amount of paid support that you need, it will not change the cost of your rent or utilities, but it could reduce the cost of support quite a bit. Separating your support budget from your household budget will make it easier to make adjustments based on changes in your life. If you are over budget, you can see where you will need to make those adjustments. For example, if the cost of your support goes beyond your resources, you may be able to make changes to how support is provided. Or if, for example, you plan to live in a market rent apartment, your housing needs may be above your budget. You may want to see if applying for affordable housing can make the plan reasonable in that example.
Wonderful, thank you. Martha, what kind of resources can we find in the toolkit to help with financing the plan?
Well, there's various resources and guides in the toolkit that can help you budget and plan with resources like information on tax credits and grants. For example, if you haven't already invested in a Registered Retirement Savings Plan or RDSP, you can read that section to see if you could benefit from this. There's even an RDSP calculator that can help you decide the future value of the plan. You can also find links to programs that can help to make living in your home more affordable, such as the Ontario Energy Support Program, or OESP. This program can lower the cost of your household electricity through a monthly credit applied directly to your bill. The electricity account must be in your name, and the credit amount will depend on the number of people living in the home and the combined household income. And for seniors who pay property tax and have low or moderate income, there is the Ontario Senior Homeowners Property Tax Grant. This is an annual payment that you must apply for each year when you file your income tax return and can provide a credit of up to $500 a year. And anyone thinking about creating a micro board will be interested in this section. A micro board is a unique model of care in which a small group of committed family and friends, a minimum of five people, joins with an individual with a disability to create a nonprofit society, or in other words, a board. Whether you're interested in setting up a micro board or a nonprofit organization to develop a housing model, this section provides useful resources and information. Some families and groups have registered as nonprofit organizations, which allows them to qualify for grants and loans that they can use in creating housing opportunities for their family members.
Catherine, can you give us more details about the financial resources that are included in the toolkit?
Families who receive home care through Home and Community Care Support Services may be interested in family-managed home care. It is a newer program that provides more control over care to clients and families. Through the program, eligible clients or their caregivers will receive funding that they can use to purchase home care services or to hire care providers. Clients or caregivers are responsible for managing their care providers and reporting to Home and Community Care Support Services, and you have to meet certain criteria and belong to one of four client groups included in the program. Contributing to a Registered Disability Savings Plan, or RDSP, is also a great way to fund a plan. Anyone can contribute, your family, friends, even your neighbors. The RDSP allows you to contribute up to $200,000 without affecting your disability benefit, even when you start withdrawing the money. And depending on the beneficiary's family income, any money that is contributed to their RDSP can be matched by the Canada Disability Savings Grant, up to $3 for every $1 contributed. And just a note that a person is no longer eligible to receive government contributions after the age of 49, so it's best to start the process as soon as you can. Also, there's information on how you can maximize deductions and credits available to you through the federal, provincial, and territorial governments. To make it easier to find out what benefits you may qualify for, check out the link to the Government of Canada's online Benefits Finder. It does not collect or track your information, and the more questions you answer, the more personalized your results will be. Some people might look at crowdfunding to fund certain areas of their plan. Crowdfunding is the practice of funding by raising money from a large number of people, usually through the internet. Friends, family, acquaintances, social media contacts are asked to donate towards the cost of a venture or cause. In this case, you may ask them to contribute to some of the costs associated with your housing plan. For example, one-time technology expenses or other items that are needed to set up the home. You likely wouldn't look to crowdfunding to cover ongoing costs related to your plan, as this probably isn't realistic. There are several online platforms that can be used to assist with this, such as GoFundMe. And finally, there are links to helpful resources that highlight funding opportunities for which a person could be eligible, such as Partners for Plannings, Navigation for Adults with a Disability, and Navigation for Families 0 to 21 years of age. There are so many more resources than we were able to share today, and we encourage you to have a look at this section of the toolkit.
Thank you, Catherine and Martha, for your insight. I hope that this podcast session has helped our audience to understand step three of the housing toolkit and its many benefits. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us your comments and suggestions for future podcast topics to info@dsontario.ca or via our social media accounts at dsontario.ca. Thank you, and until next time.